the 30th episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters. The Wood Sisters are glad to be part of Michael Funke's radio show, The Radical Songbook, which airs live on Pirate Butte Radio on Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock. The address is piratebutteradio.com. You can also listen to our episodes at theradicalsongbook.com. Our typed recipes are available there, too. The opinions expressed on Cooking with the Wood Sisters this month are ours, not necessarily those of anyone else. Catherine, what recipe are you going to share with us today?
Thanks for asking, Sally. I'm going to share a recipe for King and Prince oatmeal raisin muffins, and then I'm going to share my adaptation to that recipe. And these muffins were created at the King and Prince Resort on St. Simons Island, Georgia, where our dad, Bill Wood, was stationed during World War II when he was in the Navy. The resort served these muffins with every meal and may still do so. I couldn't find that online, but there was some reference to it, so maybe they did. And they were a favorite of our mother's, Helen Wood. I believe she and our dad visited St. Simons Island, Georgia, sometime during the 90s, and I'm imagining maybe she had these muffins at the King and Prince Resort when they were there. But I don't really know that for a fact, but I kind of like the story. But because the muffins call for all-purpose flour and 3/4 cup of brown sugar, I have an adaptation that uses less wheat flour and less brown sugar, and I'll share that with you when I get through the original recipe. And both recipes yield 12 muffins. To begin with, you can preheat the oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and butter the bottoms of 12 muffin cups, or fill the muffin cups with paper baking cups. But you might want to wait to preheat the oven because the first step is going to be to combine oats and buttermilk and let that sit for an hour. So the ingredients you need for the original recipe are 1 1/4 cups of rolled oats, 1 1/4 cups of buttermilk, 2 eggs beaten, 3/4 cup brown sugar, 1/2 cup butter melted and cooled, 1 cup all-purpose flour, 1 1/4 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda, and 1/2 cup of raisins, which if you ask me is a little stingy with the raisins, but the original recipe is not mine. That's basically a muffin recipe. You're going to combine most of the wet ingredients, that is the oats and the buttermilk, in a large mixing bowl and let it sit for 1 hour because you want to soften the oats. And then when it's time to put the rest of the ingredients together, you probably should preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit and make sure your muffin tin is ready for the batter. You want to combine the eggs, sugar, and cooled butter. That's 2 eggs beaten, 3/4 cups of brown sugar, and 1/2 cup of butter melted and cooled. 1/2 cup of butter is 1 stick of butter. And then add that mixture to the oats and buttermilk and mix until combined. Then whisk together the dry ingredients, which are 1 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 1/4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Those are the dry ingredients. Whisk those together and then add to the batter and mix until just combined. Because as my sister said when she was doing pancake recipes, you don't want gluten to form in a quick bread. So you're going to mix it just until the dry ingredients are combined with the wet ingredients. And then fold in the raisins and again combine until all the dry ingredients are just incorporated. You need to scrape the bottom of the bowl to make sure you're getting all those dry ingredients. And then fill the muffin cups 3/4 full. Actually, the original recipe said to fill them half full, but, and maybe it's because I need new baking powder, but they didn't really rise very much, so I filled mine 3/4 cups full when I made the second batch. And then bake in a preheated oven for 15 to 20 minutes. And my muffins in my oven were done in 15 minutes. And then take them out of the oven, cool briefly, then invert the muffin tin onto the wire rack. You can set the muffins upright on the rack, wire rack to cool a bit more, and then serve the warm muffins with butter and your favorite fruit preserves or honey. And you can freeze the leftovers and take them out of the freezer a little bit before you want to use them, or you could probably just thaw them in the microwave. And I adapted the recipe more to my liking by reducing the brown sugar to 1/4 cup and replacing 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour with 1/2 cup whole wheat flour. And I think next time I make this recipe, I'm going to try it with a whole 1 cup of wheat flour and skip the all-purpose flour altogether. And then I replaced the raisins with 1 cup of washed and dried fresh blueberries and then followed the original directions. I like this recipe, too, because I like the buttermilk with blueberries. And I think you will like either version. And you could probably adapt it any way you want to best suit your taste and diet. And Sally, did you have an adaptation you wanted to try?
Yeah, I think it might be good to use coconut oil instead of the butter, because it's a little bit better for you, you know, than butter is. I would probably put some nuts in there, too, some walnuts or something like that as well.
That's a good addition, an optional addition. I think next time, too, I'll toast some walnuts or pecans and chop them up a bit and then just sprinkle them on top of the muffins and see how that goes. But you could also incorporate them into the batter.
They are delicious. I've had, you know, had them when Mom made them in the past. Really prefer whole wheat and whole grain, and they're more satisfying when they have those things in. So I'm excited to try it in a new way now, too, with what I've been learning lately since being diagnosed as diabetic.
I'm glad you're eating healthier, and I really like whole grains, whole wheat, better than, you know, really refined flours, too. And I forgot to mention, because we're sharing this recipe in May, that it's a tribute to our mom for Mother's Day. Do you have any other questions or comments, Sally?
No, I don't. I've been racking my brain to think of one, and I haven't.
That's okay. I take it as a compliment. It means I covered everything I should have covered. Okay, go ahead with number 5 on our outline, please.
Thank you for joining my sister and me for the Wood Sisters' 30th episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters. We plan to return to the Radical Songbook next month. Please look for this episode of Cooking with the Wood Sisters on Michael Funke's website, theradicalsongbook.com. Don't forget to type in the. You can also find this episode's recipes on that website as well. And by the way, Catherine's haiku for this month is available in the arts section of theradicalsongbook.com. Catherine's haiku is always accompanied by an excerpt from our cousin Tim Fox's composition, Breath. Learn more about Tim and his music on his website, roaringforkjazz.org.
Our delightful theme music is by our friend Joyce Respis. Until next time, keep feeding your bellies and your souls.
Bye, everybody.
And happy Mother's Day.